We've all heard the adage, go with what you know. This week, we're going to discuss the fallacy of the familiar and why it's likely hurting your portfolio. We all face the issues in our day-to-day lives of our biases and trying to overcome them to make better decisions. This is something that certainly applies to investors. Recency bias is what gets people to chase the market into nosebleed valuations near highs to their detriment or sell into panic lows to their detriment. You've got the Dunning-Kruger bias, basically people thinking they have far more talent or ability than they do. This is your go-it-alone type investor. And then availability bias, information, experience, and that leads us into familiarity, that any of those help you think that, again, going with the familiar, going with what you know is going to be the safer, perhaps the easier route. If anything, investing certainly is not easy. And when it comes to safety, again, going with what has worked in the past has its place to a point, but there's also a reason why there's the warning on virtually every investment you've ever looked at, which says past performance is not a guarantee of future returns. So let's look at the fallacy of familiarity in particular as we're approaching the five-year anniversary of one of our more well-read commentaries, how to invest in a post-60-40 world. What is this 60-40 portfolio? And really what is going on to create the issues with what had been a classic portfolio? Well, in short, a 60-40 portfolio is just this old portfolio construct of 60% of your portfolio in stocks, 40% of your portfolio in bonds. It became a very ubiquitous strategy in investment communities everywhere, and for a long time worked, and in large part worked because starting with when a lot of it came into existence in the late 70s, early 80s, bonds were paying really, really high interest rates and then coming down, not only giving you nice income, but then as rates came down, giving you some nice appreciation to boot. The other thing that happened is, again, the drivers between stocks and bonds were quite different. And so that enabled the portfolio to, again, have the diversification benefits of those two asset classes. As the Fed's gotten more involved, there'll be a little bit of next week's written on this, correlations between those two asset classes have gotten tighter and tighter. The diversification benefits have dwindled. And of course, interest rates have come down, bottoming out in 2020 in the low 1% or less type rate range to, again, take away a lot of the benefits from income, and of course, return that people had come to value. Nonetheless, a lot of people, whether they're advisors, clients, just do-it-yourself investors, have stuck with this portfolio, which is why you see it written about ad nauseum now, perhaps post-2022, which was one of the worst collective performances for a 60-40 or just a U.S. stock and bond mix in decades. The question we, of course, get, not so much with our clients who are already engaged in the benefits of a more diverse approach, but from prospective clients or clients looking for a second opinion is, well, then what should I do about it? And this is where we've talked about the benefits of alternatives. There's a lot to this. There's a lot that qualifies as an alternative, from unique strategies for familiar asset classes to asset classes that are less familiar to people. But this slide that Matt's gonna put up from JP Morgan's Guide to Alternatives, which you can do a quick Google search and find yourself, shows the addition of some alternative asset classes, generally speaking. You can improve your risk-adjusted returns. Within that chart, I'd call out kind of the 60-40. You can look at the volatility and potential or historical return dynamics of that. And then the 50-30-20, and this will be a link in this week's written commentary as well, which was something called out by BlackRock CEO Larry Fink as perhaps the new version of the 60-40, which is the 50-30-20. And what you can see is that should, again, a projection, improve not only one's return potential, but lower their expected volatility as well. So why then is everyone not going into this? Well, point one, they're not familiar with it. We talk to people all the time who think, well, this must be more risky. And we explain to them again, no, a lot of these alternative asset classes, strategies, different takes beyond just a simple 60-40 can actually help lower volatility expectations within a portfolio. But the second reason is people's obsession with liquidity. They want to be able to access all their money all the time. And that comes at a cost. So if you want to go down that path, which we would not recommend for most investors, understand it comes at a cost. For us, we always talk about our LIV framework. The first, and perhaps the most important, is liquidity. If you have a need for that cash, a true need, then you absolutely want to have something on the ready. But there are three other aspects to that framework: income, volatility expectations, and then E, expected return, that you also want to consider. And if you peg out any one of those four aspects, it's going to come at the detriment to some extent of one or more of the other expectations. For most of our clients, they need some income. Most of our clients would love a little less volatility in their lives. And of course, everybody has return expectations that they hope for to reach their long-term goals. These four levers is why we tell clients there is no silver bullet to portfolio constructions. Give me the good stuff, which is a question or a request that we often get. Again, is so unique to what your goals, expectations, where you are on your financial journey. But striking the right balance between these four, understanding when you can probably afford to give up some liquidity, when and how much you need to dial in the other aspects, income, volatility, and expected return, is absolutely what a good partner should do. It's absolutely what we're working every day so hard to do for our clients. But to properly address all of these fallacies, whether it's anchoring, recency bias, familiarity, again, takes a team. And that's why we've talked about from day one here, the importance of our internal team to get that knowledge, to have people challenge us on our expectations, as well as the need to use external partners. By no means have we ever pretended that we are the bastion of all information. We understand our own hesitations at delving into places where we may be not as familiar, but that's where our trusted, valued, and knowledgeable partners come in that we want to bring to bear for you to make sure whatever story, whatever portfolio we craft for you is one that is designed to meet your specific needs and goals, as well as help the journey to those goals be as smooth as possible. In short, it takes a team, and we're so honored to be a part of yours. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.